Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's talk about what happened last night because we have to. It's Grant McCauley here with us. It's Dukes and Bell, and I say that because I just expected more. Man, my expectations for Spencer Strider whenever he goes out there and even when he struggled is just he's going to bounce back. He didn't. 8 runs, 8 hits, 3 home runs. Grant, what happened?
Yeah, it's been a rough time for him. And I think that his comments after this game were pretty telling of really where he is on his scale of getting back to the pitcher he expects to be. As we were talking about yesterday, I felt like the velocity carried better in the last start. And I felt like it was there at times against the Mets. But the bottom line on what Spencer Strider wasn't able to do was locate where he needed to in order to be successful. It really doesn't matter what you throw. If you put it in some of the places and some of the counts where Spencer Strider did, he made some mistakes. The Mets made him pay for it. And as we know, we talked about yesterday, the Mets were searching for any kind of life, and they found a lot at his expense yesterday.
Again, we're not orthopedists, nor are you, but does it take 2 years to fully bounce back from UCL?
I think that this year is more of a journey to get back to where he wants to be. I mean, I haven't seen or known of anybody I can think of that's gotten Tommy John surgery or this UCL brace and come back the very next year and been everything that they were right before. It's usually this process of not only feeling confidence again in, you know, the rehab process physically, but then mentally, I think there's a lot of hurdles that come with that, and kind of marrying the two together when it comes to being the pitcher and the execution and all the finesse and things that go into it, even for a guy that you might not think, well, Spencer Strider, finesse pitcher. Well, maybe not by most people's scale, but he has to be enough in order to be successful, and that's really been his problem here. So to answer your question, I think that, you know, in many of the ways that we've talked about why it's important for guys to keep pitching, it's so that they can get through all of this stuff and get back to being who they are capable of with a normal offseason, not spent rehabbing, not spent doing all the things he was having to do this time a year ago, and get back to being who he expects to be. And I think he's going to find it. It's just not an overnight process.
Do the Braves feel the velocity will ever get back to close to what it was, or he's going to have to develop more pitches?
No, I think they expect it to tick back up. And, I mean, we saw it hit 98 last night. So it's not like it's just not there and he's out here throwing 92, 93-mile-an-hour four-seamers and you're just baffled as to why he's getting hit. I think some of this was also the placement and the execution of those pitches. There's still some margins that a pitcher of his velocity and his ability with his breaking ball as well can have a lot more success than last night. And I kind of harken back to he got on a really nice run, about 9 start runs, so not a small sample size, where he really seemed to look like the guy that we expect to see more times than not. The last 4 starts, it's just kind of been this little slide back and back and back. And obviously, you know, what happened last night is a career worst start for him, home runs and runs wise. And prior to that, the Milwaukee start was the most hits he'd ever allowed. So, you know, he's got to generate more swings and misses. The velocity certainly helps with that. But his slider is, as much as anything, his biggest swing and miss pitch.
All right, Grant, Mike just told me it sounds like they're going to activate Ronald Acuña. Don't know why. That's just me.
I don't know why we keep having this conversation, though, Carl. I'm really baffled.
Well, I'm not. It's simple. The season is lost. There's no reason to play Ronald Acuña this month or next month until next season. We're not playing for anything. Grant, it's not that hard for me. That's where I'm at. I know you disagree, but you're going to tell me the integrity of the locker room and the clubhouse and guys want to play? I just think that's all crap. I think that's all baloney. And if the Braves didn't want to play Ronald Acuña or, for that matter, bring Chris Sale back, they don't have to. But I don't want to hear all this other stuff about he needs to play. For what?
I mean, like, there are a lot of different things I can say, but with respect, I just don't think you know what you're talking about with this kind of stuff. Because
Grant, I do know what I'm talking about. I covered Major League Baseball for 10 years. I know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to this.
How many times have you walked into the Braves clubhouse to get a good feel of the personalities and how they interact?
I don't have to walk into the Braves clubhouse. I've been in multiple clubhouses in my career.
I'm not trying to call that into question. I'm just saying, like, this impassioned plea to just not play a guy who's healthy enough to play with this much of the season left, I will challenge you to find any team out there where you can come up with an example of this happening and a team doing this.
There are teams who have made the decision to not play their stars and not said the real reason why they're not. What I am simply saying is what you want is for them to be forthcoming and honest about, hey, he's healthy, he's back. There are teams who have, Grant, you know this, who have fudged the margins to make sure that, hey, you know what, we're going to keep him out a little bit longer. That stuff happens. Let's not act like it doesn't.
Keeping him out a little bit longer is something that I feel like the Braves did when they brought him back through his rehab to come back from this knee injury to begin with. If you shut him down every time he has an ache or a pain or an issue or a malady, how can you ever depend on this guy to play? Not to mention the fact that, A, he's healthy and wants to play. B, it does send a message, whether you like it or not, to everybody else in that clubhouse of the expectation of what guys come to do every given day. And you cannot say that it doesn't. That's just, it's intellectually dishonest, and I just don't agree with it. I'm not trying to be overly impassioned about it because, honestly, if he plays, you know, you need to be able to expect him to be the player that he's capable of being. And I think if he can do that, he should be on the field. And I think that's really just the bottom line with this. I mean, this season can be lost, and it is lost. And I think that everybody has certainly felt a certain way about that. But I just don't think it should change who you are and how you operate on a day-to-day basis with going out there and doing everything you can as a team, as a unit, to try to win games with the personnel that you have.
And real quick, let me add this to Grant's comment. I'm not telling you, Ronald.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Acuña doesn't want to play. What I'm telling you is this should be a team decision. This is not Ronald Acuña going to them and not saying, hey, I don't want to. Every player wants to play. We talk about that all the time. Grant, and we know we will disagree on this, but I appreciate your comments. Mike, what do you got?
No, and I was just to double down. I know we've talked about the Mike Trout thing. I understand where Carl's coming from. I understand where Grant's coming from. I just think, you know, when you're playing for a pennant race or you're trying to, if there was a glimmer of hope, I would feel differently, Grant, and I would agree with you. But I just feel knowing where you are and knowing his recent injury history, that's why I would err on that side. Meanwhile, Chris Sale, it's full steam ahead with Sale.
Yeah, it is. He threw 40 pitches in his rehab start yesterday with the Gwinnett Stripers. It looks like, as we talked about, they can continue to ramp that pitch count up. I thought he might throw a few more pitches yesterday than he did, but it looks, I think, that the Braves want to get him to that 75 or 80 pitch count mark. So maybe this is the first of three rehab assignments for him. Maybe it's two rehab starts and a bullpen session that helps him get up to that level. But, you know, to your point and to Carl's point, I mean, we're not trying to rush people and be irresponsible with the decisions here. I think that's really one of the important things that I don't want to see just kind of get thrown out with this. I mean, I'm in any way, shape, or form am I advocating. You know what you should do is take your franchise players, your all-stars, your aces, your Cy Youngs, and put them in immediate danger with no thought about what the health implications are for them. I am diametrically opposed to that. It's the fact that I think that, you know, these guys are telling you that they're ready. Their performance, obviously, their physical health tells you that they're ready to play. And there's just, I think, some things to be gleaned that ultimately may not show up in the box score every night and may not show up in the standings, because quite obviously they've had a lot of trouble with that this year, but gets them to where they need to get to the finish line of 2025 to come into 2026 ready to be the best they can possibly be, the most prepared they can possibly be. And Chris Sale, not just me, but Chris Sale talked about that at length after he threw that bullpen session.
And Grant, as Grant McCauley, guys, joins us as the Braves continue the series with the Mets up at Citi Field, we talked a lot about Olsen. Olsen's numbers are really good. The home run power, probably not where it needs to be. I know Austin Riley missed time with an injury. When the story of this year is written, why was Austin Riley down?
That's a good question. When my conversations with Austin, it's really been about, you know, looking at the numbers. I'm like, well, the batting average is kind of where he expects to be, but he's just basically said that the damage hasn't been there in those swings. And I think he said that his swing has been a little bit too steep, which from my understanding basically means he's hitting some high fly balls. He's topping some baseballs that he should be barreling and hitting a much longer way. And he just hasn't been able to find and basically split the difference between those two outcomes. And that, I think, is why we see the big down for Austin Riley this year in terms of power, run production, all of that. He's also been a little bit more strikeout prone this year than he's been in some recent years. And, you know, that's ultimately work that you do every single day to try to get a little bit better. But the health stuff, the abdomen stuff, obviously hasn't helped over the last month either.
All right, man. We'll see what happens tonight and where this goes. Mets, they needed – we said it. This was their get-right series because they had been falling off, and we're helping them. Hopefully we don't help them again tonight. It is Cookie Carrasco, Mike, on the hill tonight.
That's correct. Brian Snicker is familiar with his work.
And, Grant, appreciate the spirited conversation as always. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Thank you.
No doubt. That's Grant McCauley, guys. Brother to the right or brother to the night, either way. He says, Dukes, Grant is right. Let the man play. I just have my varying opinions about this because, again, you are the same people who will call this show and say, I can't believe they let Acuna play as soon as something happens between now and the end of the season. It's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, as I said to Grant, if there, you know, there's a smidgen of hope, you know, if you were able to make some moves at the deadline, but again, the die was cast. And I just think, and I'm not trying to, you know, be a broken record on this, but I do think that Ronald is very close to being in that Mike Trout territory, and that's the last thing we want, where every year there's something new. And this year, it's just scary. And when you do have the argument that Carl put out there, which I happen to agree with, that there's just nothing gained by it other than putting fannies in the seats because you're going to see Ronald Acuna at the ballpark.
404-726-0929. You can let us know what you think. And again, this idea that, and I have to say this too, everybody in every clubhouse, in every locker room, guys, everybody's not treated the same. Everybody's not treated the same. And so when you start talking about the obligation of players to, you know, having to come back, if you are actually playing for something, I totally agree with that. If Ronald Acuna was coming back to a team that was in the hunt and we needed the last month of the season, Mike, to get accomplished our goals, I would be pushing for him to come back. That makes sense. Right. To me, this doesn't. But that's just where I'm at. You guys can tell us what you think. When did they say he might be activated? By when?
End of the week.
Okay.
So we'll see.
All right.
I mean, could be a couple of days. I mean, it's a tough position to be in because you are a lame duck. And, you know, he's an electrifying player. I mean, he put this team on his back.
He did.
I mean, gave an instant spark.
Mike, but he just played the first 2 months and was an all-star.
But I just, you know, that's I'm with you. It's just like it's counterintuitive to every fiber in my being about competition and let's get out there and do it. But the injuries and the injury bug in Major League Baseball, the way things happen nowadays, it's just so different than it was, you know, 20 years ago.
All right, good stuff from Grant. We want to hear from you on that. We're going to come back. We're going to let you hear Caden Ellis on what he thought about Michael Penix, these fights today. If you're just tuning in, there were a bunch of skirmishes at the joint practices. But bottom line is, Falcons got their work in, man, and they looked really good. For Falcon fans, that should make you feel good. It's Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.